This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia has accused the West of whipping up tensions over Russia, over Ukraine, and said that the U.S. had brought pure Nazis to power in Kiev as the U.N. Security Council held a stormy debate on Moscow's troop buildup near its southern neighbor. The U.S. Ambassador, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, shot back that Russia's growing military force of more than 100,000 troops along Ukraine's border was the largest mobilization in Europe in decades. AP diplomatic writer Matthew Lee reports it's status quo between the U.S. and Russia over Ukraine. And the U.N. meeting was the first public session where all the protagonists in the crisis spoke publicly, but the UN's most powerful body took no action. Hours later, the Russian government sent a written reply to a U.S. proposal aimed at de-escalating the crisis. A State Department official declined to offer details of that response. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has sent letters to seven governors in the United States, reaffirming the need for members of their state's Army and Air National Guards to get the mandatory COVID-19 vaccine or lose their guard status. And U.S. health regulators have given full approval to Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine after reviewing additional data on its safety and effectiveness. The decision by the Food and Drug Administration comes after many tens of millions of Americans have already received the shot under its original emergency authorization. This is VOA News. The long-awaited trial on the death of Thomas Sankara, Burkina Faso's influential leftist leader killed more than three decades ago, has been suspended as a result of the West African country's recent coup. A lawyer for the prosecution says the trial is paused until the constitution can be reestablished. The suspension comes 1 week after military junta overthrew the president, Roch Marc Christian Kabore, suspending the constitution and dissolving the National Assembly. The president of the military tribunal said the trial would resume 24 hours after the constitution was reestablished. On Monday, the junta released a seven-page document declaring the junta leader as president and detailed laws for the country. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has apologized for a lockdown flouting parties at 10 Downing Street, but Johnson insisted that he and his government can be trusted. Johnson told lawmakers in the House of Commons on Monday that he would make changes to the way the government is run in the wake of the Partygate scandal. He said that I get it and I will fix it. He spoke after senior civil servant Sue Gray found that there was a serious failure to observe the standards expected of government. Gray published findings on four gatherings in 2020 and 2021, and police are investigating a further dozen events. A U.S. federal judge has rejected a plea agreement that would have averted a hate crimes trial for the man convicted of murder for shooting Ahmaud Arbery in the United States. Arbery's parents had denounced the proposed deal for Travis McMichael, and the judge proceeded with plans to summon potential jurors next week. Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, asked the judge to reject the deal, saying it would have sought a transfer for Travis McMichael to federal prison. Cooper Jones said she wants him to remain in Georgia State Prison, where he is serving life in prison for murder, because the conditions are tougher. A U.S. District Court judge gave Travis McMichael until Friday to decide whether to withdraw his guilty plea. And just recapping one of our top stories, and Russia has accused the West of whipping up tensions over Ukraine and said the U.S. has brought pure Nazis to power in Kiev as the U.N. Security Council held a stormy debate on Moscow's troop buildup near its southern neighbor. More at VOAnews.com. Buy a remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.